Back in the days, implementing marketing tactics for businesses was not that tough and complicated. However, now the time has got drastically changed. Due to the increased impact of social media on the human psyche, nowadays, social media marketing has become a silver bullet for small as well as large-scale businesses to make their brand and products reach the right audience at the right point in time. Well, it goes without saying that social networks like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and others, which might belong to the same periphery, are the first choices for marketers to get exposure for their brands. Isn't it? It might be valid for you as well. But, it's quite evident how these groups of social media hubs are already occupied with an enormous amount of data, files, statistics, and information regarding millions of businesses. That makes it really difficult for every single new business to fill a spot for themselves on them. So, selecting the social media platform that not belongs to the region of these already invaded networks is a brilliant step for making your business super duper successful in no time. And here comes the best up-and-coming social media platform of this era, Reddit. I can understand that Reddit is not the social network you want to give a try in the first place. But, believe me, if you make use of this platform with the right marketing tactics, then can achieve something unthinkable for your business venture. Hence, before getting started with the gambits to grow your business on Reddit, let's first read out some fundamental ground truths about this emerging social platform. What is Reddit and where it came from? Reddit was discovered by Steve Huffman, an American entrepreneur and web developer, back in the year 2005. Reddit, that also recognized as the front page of the internet, is a social media network, which has a whopping 330 million monthly active users up till now. By using Reddit, people can answer questions based on diverse topics as well as post images, links, and much more. Subreddits are the online forums made for discussing Reddit content. Subreddits get used by people to converse on a varied range of subjects related to different aspects of world knowledge. According to marketers, these online forums are best to trigger extensive engagement rate, redirect organic traffic, and grow your business on Reddit. So, people who really want to gain credibility from Reddit for their business should participate in discussions taking place in subreddits. You can find the best online subreddits regarding your brand niche by spending a little time in searching. People also upvote and downvote content present on Reddit based on their quality, usefulness, and depth. However, to control spammers over the platform, Reddit also makes use of karma points. That gets assigned to users based on the comments and upvotes they get by other members of the network. I hope after reading the above-mentioned piece of information, you have known all the relevant data regarding Reddit, at least as a starter. So, now, it's time to move straight away to the best tactics to grow your business on Reddit. Let's grasp them all. 1. Don't make your Reddit space sound too salesy. To get started with Reddit, you have to create an account on it. Doing so is a very slight initiative to grow your business on Reddit. Besides this, you should create an authentic profile for your account. Because, if that doesn't look convincing enough, then people might not trust on your brand image and value. It has got noticed that half of the users shun some of the business off on Reddit because of their inauthentic looking profile. So, making your Reddit profile look legit and authentic should be your top priorities. Many times businesses try to advertise their products on Reddit by writing highly promotional content. Practices like this can make you sound as a business which only wants to sell their products and has nothing relevant to offer on a human level. That's quite bad. Hence, at first, make a strategy revolving around fundamentals that can advertise your brand in a way as well as look relevant to users, so that people not only trust you but can also see you as a platform to form a never-ending association. 2. Engage in subreddits aligned with your brand. As I have mentioned above about what are subreddits and how they play an essential role as far as the engagement metrics for your business is concerned. But it doesn't mean that engaging with random subreddits can be gold dust for your business. Never. You should only invest your time in those subreddits where businesses involved share the same interests as yours and discuss topics relevant to your brand niche. Got it. Otherwise, there's no point in indulging in those conversations which have nothing common as your business niche. Right? There are millions of subreddits present online according to different niche communities. For example, if your business niche is about cooking. So, subreddits like /r/cooking, /r/recipes, /r/tasty food, and all are best for driving traffic to your website. In case, if your business niche doesn't fit in any of the active subreddits, then you can create your own and can also invite your peers to join your created subreddit. If your business content is exceptional, then people will definitely join you and participate in discussions going around in your subreddits. 3. Stress more on various forms of content curation. It's a fact that original content, a piece of information created by yourself, brings more value to your Reddit landscape. In short, generate quality traffic for your website. However, your content curation strategies shouldn't get restricted to the writing part, but should also concentrate on other popular captivating forms of content such as videos, images, GIFs, infographics, and all. As we all know, Always creating original content takes up a lot of time as well as sometimes seems daunting. So, repurposing is one of the best content reviving techniques you can use for making your content strategies better and better. Repurposing doesn't mean to copy content ideas of others, but to take them as a reference and shape them according to yourself. Always stick by this. 4. Try to get more and more karma points. You have to agree with me on this, that credit belongs to those social media platforms, which believes in making their own unique identity. Credit past track records prove that it has always tried to enhance the credibility of its landscape, so that people regularly get to know the authentic and real piece of information from it. The way other social media hubs concentrate more on putting people's identity open in their landscapes, Reddit offers flexibility in anonymity to its users. People can access Reddit by keeping their identity anonymous. Now, you might think then how Reddit knows the difference between spammers and authentic users. Right? That's a big point of concern. Don't worry. Reddit has the ultimate solution for this concern called Karma Points. Karma Points play a critical role when it comes to the credibility of any business account on Reddit. It shows users how this account has been so far regarding the content quality, upvotes, downvotes, and much more. These points get displayed right below your Reddit profile. So, no matter how big your business is, if your account karma points are low, people will not see you as a genuine personality on the platform. So, to grow your business on Reddit, you should have high karma points. Otherwise, no strategy will assist you in making an exceptional mark on this social platform. Taking part in conversations held in subreddits actively, posting quality content, and sharing relevant pieces of information can help you a lot in getting a continuous hype in karma points. Making of powerful business connections is also very important on Reddit. You should follow Reddit accounts, which have a similar business niche as yours. But, as we all know, these days, manual management of all these activities can take many hours of your daily quotidian. So, that's why I have come up with a reliable social media management tool for you called Subsinator. By using this, you can auto-follow Reddit accounts in no time. As a result, surely increase your contact list on Reddit. Other than this, it also works on various aspects for Reddit such as auto-unfollow, auto-subscribe channels, auto-comment, and more. To know more about its features, click here and go for trial now. 5. Look after making a strong team. No business runs without building a strong team. You cannot handle everything on your own for a long time. You need people who can assist you in different aspects of your business. That's why the hiring of hardworking and committed people is a must-have for your business. Now, when it comes to finding team members for managing business errands related to Reddit, then I suggest you discover them through subreddits. Because members of your engaged subreddits usually ace in skills regarding your requirements. Other than this, you can also use other social media platforms to find appropriate candidates for coordinating your business on Reddit. Freelancers and solopreneurs are also professionals you can approach concerning building a winning association with people. These are endless strategies for starting out exceedingly on Reddit. However, these top 5 strategies you should try to grow your business on Reddit. It is quite apparent you have many options to choose from regarding the different social media platforms. But, the effective use of Reddit can be a game changer for your business in a big way. Mark my words. Do you guys have more practical approaches concerning making your business successful on Reddit? If yes, then please comment in the section below. I'm waiting for your responses.